What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Zachary Reality. It is Zachary Reality, and we have officially entered the off season of The Bachelor, which is so sad. Joey's season is over. So we're going to be bringing you guys weekly interviews with Bachelor alums for the next few months. And starting off today, we have Victoria Jameson from Zach's season of The Bachelor. You guys might remember her from night one when she, what'd you do? What did you do?
Night one, I feel like all I said was buckle up, Buttercup. But I'm there in the top corner as a tall girly.
You're all the way in the top. And you made it past night one. How far did you make it on the
I
show?
did. Yeah, I went home night two. My fellow night two girlies, turn up. But you know what? There's a lot of like great bachelor fandom lore on night two, peeps. I think I'm in good company.
For sure. We love it. We respect it. And we're here for it. And we want to hear your side of the story and your takes on everything and how everything's doing, how you're doing. Because you were that girl. Why didn't you go to paradise?
Man, I would love to know that question. I unfortunately don't have the answers. I had my bags packed. I was ready to be there, but the powers that be did not allow it to play out. So who knows? If
Yeah.
anyone knows why I didn't go to paradise, I would also like to know.
I got it. If you guys are watching on YouTube, just letting you know, Victoria is having a little bit of like not Wi-Fi issues. It's just her frame keeps freezing. So if you're listening on a podcast, you won't have any problems. But if you're watching, we're just gonna have pictures over so that we don't screen shock you if Victoria like freezes mid-sentence. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sorry guys. Hotel Wi-Fi is not what it used to be, so we're gonna blame the facilities.
Can you let us know where you are at? Can you describe the picture? Because you got your makeup done, you're in
Yeah.
lingerie. This could be like an
Am
OnlyFans photo
I? Okay, so
shoot.
this is like a little hot pink corset top I got from Amazon. I'm in a hotel that's like, what is this? Like Southwest vibes. It's like a little resort moment in Where am I? Arizona, in Scottsdale. So this is like a little vacation. I haven't had like a real vacation in a long time, so this is like a little non-work getaway, but of course I found a way to work while we're here.
What are you doing in Arizona?
Oh, just a little getaway, just unplugging, and I mean we're gonna do a little bit of shopping, but I'm with my mans out here, so
So maybe that's why you didn't go to paradise, because you have a boyfriend?
No, we actually did not start dating till after. I thought I was going to paradise, so I was intensely like trying not to date, which it's kind of funny when you're trying not to date, that's when you get a lot of opportunities to
To
date.
date.
But I was really like focused on like, I'm not trying to like get into anything. I really wasn't going on dates, and then paradise fell into my lap and I was like, cool, perfect, amazing. Paradise then fell out of my lap and I was like, you know what? I'm 31 this year. I do want to get remarried and have kids, and the clock's a ticking. So now I'm glad that I didn't wait on paradise this year because apparently it's not happening, which is that like confirmed?
Yeah, so
Do
like
we
that's
know
what
that?
it definitely seems like it's not happening this year. Like it doesn't mean it's like canceled. They could do another
Right.
variation.
But like the my biological clock is ticking, so I can't. Like I don't want to wait 2 years to like meet someone for the hopes of going on paradise,
Yeah, for sure. So how did you end up meeting your man? Can you tell us anything about him?
Oh my gosh, yeah. We actually met on Raya. He's not really like a social media person, like green flag. So we haven't hard launched on the feed yet, but hopefully that will be coming soon. But yeah, he was pretty intentional with making it known that he wanted to date me, and he surprised me with a trip to Europe for my birthday, and we've been going strong since then.
Wow, congratulations. I'm super happy
Thank
for
you.
you. And, you know, maybe if you went to paradise, it wouldn't have worked out and you wouldn't have met him.
Oh, 100%. I think about that every day because it's like that was definitely a disappointment, but everything, happens how it's supposed to happen. And there, I really, yeah, we would not be where we are today if I had done that.
Yeah, I love it. So let's talk a little bit about your journey on the show. And I feel like there's no better place to start than this viral TikTok that really set things off. A lot of people noticed that going into the season, you did have a big following from influencing. And this video took off on TikTok, so we can watch it.
I just want to get one epic photo so that my ex-husband knows that I'm having a better life without him. F you, Bradley.
Okay, thoughts?
Oh my gosh. Okay, in hindsight, a little unhinged, but I was also like in this era of I had stayed like really silent for a long time about my divorce online, which was in 2021, like early 2021. So this was like almost 2 years later when I posted this TikTok. Also, I had kind of taken a break from social media, so I literally did not expect this to get the attention that it did, which I know sounds stupid in hindsight, but I mean, I don't regret posting it because honestly, what a better way to announce your divorce by going on one of the like most iconic reality TV shows of all time. But I think I stepped on a little bit of toes, but
Well,
it is what it is.
what a iconic way to announce to your followers that you're going on The Bachelor, like just
Yeah,
ripping the
that.
band-aid off. And being like, here I am. So did you ever end up hearing from him or his family?
No, not a peep.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So were you nervous? Like, what was the comment saying? Like, because you were kind of one of the people everyone was talking about before the show started just because of this TikTok. So like, what was that like living in that incognito phase where nobody met you yet or met the season, but there was starting to be, you know, attention and like people were starting to get curious?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I was better equipped for the social media like hellstorm that can be reality television just because like you said, like I've had a career in this for a bit. So I think I'm a little bit less what's the word? Like
You were prepared.
Yeah, like I feel like a lot of people, they just like freeze. Like it's fight, flight, or freeze. And when you're getting all these hate comments and this and that, like you just like shut down. And I did have my moments of that, but honestly, that like early on before the show aired phase was like so fun for me because it's like no one really knows what's gonna happen. Like, so I kind of just had fun making content, making videos of like I did the one in Target. Like I love like hopping on trends like that. So it was just kind of fun to throw it out there and see how people react to it. Some of it good, some of it not great.
I mean, the only difference is that when you go on a reality show, then the press kind of like picks it up and everyone starts to talk about
Yes.
it. So it's different than just another influencer or content
Yes.
creator that is just making a trend and being doing satire videos and being funny. But like when you're on a reality show, everything's just so much more serious and scandalous for no reason.
Yes. And that's what I didn't realize. Because once, like, Insider and Cosmopolitan posted my video, I was kind of like, oh shit, this is like real. Like, this isn't just like me like fucking around on, oh, can I cuss?
Yeah, it's
Sorry.
fine.
beep. But yeah, I definitely got the impression really quickly that people take this so much more seriously. And I'm like the least serious person. So it's just having people get that impression of you and they don't know anything about you or they just see one video. Like, yeah, it is kind of hard, and you do have to have a tough skin.
For sure. But you know, you ran with it and it's funny. And I'm glad that I'm getting to know you now. And so is the rest of the audience of Bachelor Nation because you're finally off contract. So we can talk a little bit about the season. So, night one, what was your like game plan going in regards to getting the rose?
Oh man, I just wanted a chance to like talk to Zach and like see if it was even a good match or like there was potential there. I mean, obviously he's a handsome guy, but I didn't know much about him really. I think my main game plan was just to like talk to him, which I didn't actually get to do. So I was very shocked that I got a rose. I 100% thought I was going home night one.
You know, Rachel from this season, Joey season, she said the same thing. She didn't get to talk to Joey night one, and she literally thought she was going home, and she was convinced. And then all of a sudden, she's...
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
So it's sometimes you don't get time. Did you try and get time? Like, why didn't you get time?
I have no idea. I mean, I think there's just so many people there. And, you know, there's different, like, people do cute little things, or they come in with stuff planned or whatever. And I didn't have any of that. I really went into it like, you know, I've been married before. I have the potential to like make this connection, but like, I don't want to gaslight myself into thinking that this is like my forever person without even like having a conversation with them. So I didn't come in with any like crazy cute date ideas or whatever, like all the little things people do. I don't know. I didn't have anything like that. So I was like, I just want to like talk to the dude, you know?
Wait, what was your night one like entrance?
Oh, I made, this is like so me, but I made him compliment me. Like, it was like a card. It was like, you know, playing off of his voice. It said something like, what did it say? That dress looks great on you. I can't wait to talk to you inside, or something like that. And then so I had a little reaction that was like, I was hoping that you would say that. So just kind of like a forced compliment, essentially.
So you put it back on him, where like you were the bachelorette and like he was the contestant.
I didn't even think about it like that, but maybe it was just like, it was a card and it was like, I think your voice is really sexy. Like, can you read this for me? And so then he read it and it was like, that dress looks amazing on you. And I was like, oh my gosh, wow, thanks so much. I can't believe you would say that. That was so sweet of you. Like he actually just said it naturally, you know?
So how many days before going on the show did you know Zach was going to be the lead?
We found out that Zach was going to be the lead, like, when everyone else did. Like, we didn't know.
Did you watch him on Charity's season?
I did. I actually thought he was going to be engaged to Rachel.
Oh, you thought Rachel was going to pick him?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, like, well-versed in Bachelor lore and history, but, like, just based off of what I had seen on the show, it was like, oh, they're a really good fit. So, like, when I was going through casting, I kind of thought he wasn't going to even be the Bachelor, or, like, I don't know. I just didn't see him as the, like, the final one that wasn't going to get picked. It just seemed like they had really good chemistry. So I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised because, he's an attractive dude. He's really tall. I'm a tall girly, need a tall man. But, so I was a little surprised, but, you know, open.
Yeah. So you get there and you're open to seeing what happens. You make it past night one because you somehow made it work, even though you didn't have time. You did that, girl. What happens like the next day? Like, when is your first group date?
I think our group date was after the first group date. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, they filmed our group date after the first group date. So there had already been one. And then I think there was like, Christina had her one-on-one, and then we had our group date, which did not air.
So Christina Mandrell, she had the first one-on-one of the season.
Which I called that. I called that so hard.
Yeah, she was a good personality that left too soon.
We hate to see it. I was shocked. When I went home, she went home, I think, the next rose ceremony, and I got a text from her because I had sent her my number. And she was like, hey, like, I'm at the airport. I was like, what? Like, I was shocked.
But everyone said that she was, like, trying to make out with girls or something. Is that why she got sent home? She was causing problems?
I mean, I didn't witness that. And now I'm insulted that it wasn't me. So, no, I didn't see any of that. That honestly kind of felt like, I don't know, some bad press to slander her. I don't know. I didn't witness it.
That's fair. So you end up going home the second rose ceremony. Like, so What did you guys do on your group date?
I don't think we're allowed. Okay, so I don't think we're allowed to talk about it, but I think it's out there what it was, and it didn't end up getting aired. But
why didn't it get aired?
Exactly. But I have these questions too. I've put this out there. I think I commented on one of what podcast was it? The Rose, what is it called? Game of Roses. They posted something about that date and I commented on it and said, like, if anyone out there was at this date, like, I want to talk to you, because they had an audience there. And it's just such a fever dream. Like, I would love to talk to someone that was at filming. So if you were in the audience, DM me, because I want to know what the hell, like, y'all thought.
You know what they should do is they should have like a season of The Bachelor where it's just behind the scenes, or like, you know, unedited or deleted scenes, deleted episodes, deleted dates, deleted moments of like the past 10 years, and just make a show out of that.
Oh my gosh, that actually sounds terrifying, but like, yeah, I'm sure it would be amazing television.
Just like deleted scenes, you know?
Yeah,
like,
well, then they do that. Don't they put them on the website?
Not enough. Like, they could make deleted scenes that are episode longs and do it from different seasons.
That's true. I mean, if ABC is listening to this, take notes. We have no idea why it didn't get aired. I think that they wanted to focus more on the group date with Lotto. Is that who it was? The big dick energy girl. Am I allowed to say that? I don't know. Energy. They did that group date. And so I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. It's crazy from my perspective of like working in entertainment in the past that they can like have this entire production essentially where they're, you know, bringing in hosts and an audience, and like that's like money, right? Like that's production money. And then they just like completely take it out. Like that's wild to me.
But what happened in the episode that they needed to take it out? Like if there's not enough time, then
yeah,
they were focusing on other things.
I don't think was there drama? Maybe between Brianna and Christina? I'm trying to think, but to me, it just seems like they focused more on that first group date and they just ran out of time. Because I don't think anything that like exciting happened. I think it was just kind of like...
It's not always personal. Like sometimes they just can't make room for it. So
exactly. I don't think it like added to the story.
The overall plot. So you got sent home at the second rose ceremony. Were you shocked?
I actually was a little shocked. So it wasn't in the episode, but I did get to talk to Zach and there's photo evidence. So I feel like I'm allowed to say that. But based on our conversation we had that night, I fully expected to get a rose and did not. So I went home that night. It all did work out though, because I was going to miss my best friend's wedding if I stayed another week. So it was kind of serendipitous, and, you know, I don't think Zach and I were a good fit, obviously. I kind of saw Katie getting the final rose from night one.
Really?
So, yeah. I talked to her right after she talked to Zach, and she was so giddy and cute. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, you're getting a ring. Like, just, I had this, like, gut feeling. And they're just so cute together. And I couldn't imagine anyone else going home engaged to him. So, I think going home early, actually, for me, it was a blessing in disguise. I got to be at my best friend's wedding. I got to go to the When We Were Young music festival because I was going to miss my tickets to that. So it all worked out. But yeah, I definitely was a little surprised that it happened when it did.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was a blessing in disguise because you had life plans that you needed to get back to. And like, if it wasn't going to be you at the end, and maybe, and you and Zach just kind of realized that after one or two conversations, then yeah, you leave a little early, you maybe miss out on the full experience, but you know, what are you going to do? You know, you were just, you were authentic and you were real, and you know, you just had a good attitude about it.
It's like, I can't be mad if someone doesn't like me for me, you know, and I just kind of came in fully myself, and that rubs some people the wrong way, and others, you know, me and Christina freaking hit it off like right out of the gate. And so I, you know, met one of my best friends on the show and made an early exit. And I do think like the longer you're on it, the more anxiety it kind of creates. Just speaking to some of my friends who stayed later, of like, you don't even know what is going to be shown because, you know, you're filmed so much. You have no idea, like, what interviews or like what parts of dates or like what, you know, how the edit is going to be. So you're just kind of like waiting. And I experienced that for 2 episodes. I cannot imagine experiencing that for like 10 episodes, you know?
That's so fair. Like the anxiety that like you don't know what's coming and you watch it with the world is probably crazy each week. And like some people probably love it and can get used to it, but for other people, it could be really overwhelming. And there was a lot of girl drama that happened on this season. So the fact that you removed yourself, you know, you it's definitely a blessing in disguise. I love that perspective on it. Did you end up going to the Women Tell All?
I did. I was off the Women Tell All. I felt like it was really random that I ended up there, but I was there. Those chairs are so uncomfortable. I feel like no one talks about that. My butt fell asleep like 8 times during recording.
But you were not going to not show up if they invited
No, I think we have to, right? I don't know. I was gonna be there, you know? Like, why not?
Yeah. So what was your, when you were there, did you give your take on anything or did you kind of just sit and chill?
Oh, I'm a yapper. Like, you can't, I don't shut up. So yeah, I was definitely making my opinions known. Yeah, there was a lot to comment on, and
What were
it
some of
was,
your opinions? Can you refresh us?
oh my gosh. Okay, honestly, one of my favorite moments, and I don't actually know if like Kat Izzo took this the wrong way, but some they were talking about the sage. And so they were talking about like saying that she couldn't be, I don't even know, it was some joke about saging and how someone was like making a dig at her about it. And I was like, anyone can be saged. And that was, I thought that was really funny to myself. But I think people thought I meant it in a mean way. But I'm like, no, literally anyone can be saged. Like,
Yeah, I have sage right now.
yeah, I
I'm
travel
gonna
with
sage
it.
my, yeah, of course. Okay, so what was your takes on the Christina Mandrell thing? Because you were really close friends with her and the audience loved her. And I feel like the girls kind of came at her for a second, but she wasn't like ultimately the villain, I guess, by the end of it.
Yeah. I remember like night one thinking that Christina has the type of personality that people either like love or they see it as like a threat. Or and like I kind of identify with this as well. Like growing up, I feel like people either got along with me out of the gate or they saw my like sense of humor and volume and personality as like mean and cocky or like I don't know, like just over the top, like but they like take it and that's not how I mean it type of thing. I don't know, it's that type of personality that's like drinking from a fire hose, and I love because I can kiki and you know throw jokes back and forth, and like I get energy from other people, so when I meet other people that match that, I'm like, let's freaking go. Like Christina was deadlifting me outside the pool and we were just like goofing off. But I feel like some people that have a more mellow energy do not get that, and so I kind of saw right out of the gate that that was going to be an issue for her. And it was. And she did go home initially, or you know eventually because of it. But yeah, I mean I was definitely there to come to Christina's defense. I think people said what this isn't the Christina Mandrell show, but like I would watch the Christina Mandrell
Me
show. Like
too.
sign me up. Like I want to see that season air. Like I think it would be hilarious. She's
Me too. There was like rumors that she potentially was, you know, in the running for Bachelorette, and you know, she's engaged now and she's happy with Brayden, but that would have definitely been something worth watching.
Oh my gosh, for sure. Like she's just so fun. And like I think a lot of people, like I think some of the other girls on the season felt like that was like a farce or like a character that she puts on, but it's like no, she's literally like that all the time. Like that's just who she is, and it's a lot for some people.
Yeah. Switching gears, what did you think when Charity got announced as the Bachelorette?
And I didn't have a good sense of like who it would be just because I felt like there were so many great women for my season that would make a great bachelorette, but I think it was a great change of pace. Like Charity has such like calm, discerning energy, and I was really excited to see her have that opportunity.
Me too. I think she did a really great job and she was very refreshing. And I think she is a little underrated too. I think it was kind of coming off Zach season and Clayton season where people stopped watching the show after, you know, Matt James this season and Chris Harrison left. And I think with Joey being so popular and this being such a great season, I would definitely encourage people to go watch, you know, Charity Season, go backwards.
Yes.
And watch Joey on Charity Season because he was the runner up.
Yeah, that's true. We have Charity to thank for Joey season. So she needs to get the credit she deserves for,
no,
for picking a good one.
Charity was so much more than Joey, but we do have Charity to thank for Joey.
We do. No, and she like absolutely killed it on Dancing with the Stars. Like that was so cool to watch.
I know. I got to go see her in the
I was so jelly. I like, I would love to see Dancing with the Stars. I used to dance professionally in another life. So seeing like girls from Bachelor Nation like be on the show, I think is so cool.
Yeah, for sure. Charity did great. Did you end up watching the season of Paradise? I was wondering if you had any hot takes on some of the girls and the relationships ending.
You know, it was a little hard to watch just because I thought I was going to be there, but I'm trying to think. Gosh, I feel like so much has happened in Bachelorland since then.
Well, just like the girls that went on the show were like Jess and Kylie.
Oh, and yeah. It was like Kat. Most of the girls from my season.
And all the relationships ended at the end. Eliza and Aaron B broke up. Kat and John Henry broke up. Avon and Kylie broke up.
Oh my gosh. The whole Avon and Kylie thing just. Oh, that like stabbed me in the heart for her because Kylie like is so sweet and did not deserve that kind of public breakup.
Yeah.
Infidelity scenario. Like also it just blows my mind the amount of like infidelity related breakups we've had in Bachelor Nation. Like do people not realize like the internet is like all knowing?
I know, but I think that like when you're on the show and you just get a lot of attention, like it becomes so easy.
Yeah, I guess. I just can't imagine like expecting that not to get out somehow.
I mean, she had to kind of learn the lessons she learned from that. You know, it sucks. It's a part of growing.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've all been cheated on, but like to find out about it, like after it's like this love story on TV, it just made me so sad for her.
I felt really bad for her as well. But sometimes things happen.
I was like, imagine fumbling Kylie. Like, she's so gorgeous and smart. And like, yeah, that whole thing was just not a good look for Avon. I hope he's doing some self-discovery and work on that.
For sure. Me too. And maybe there'll be an update with that, you know, at one point or another. Last question about this cast in Paradise. I did want to know your thoughts on Kat. She became a really polarizing character on Paradise. A lot of people did not like her. Did you have any like opinions about watching her on the show? And do you think that she should go back to TV?
I mean, I think everyone deserves another shot. Another shot at the big screen. Yeah. Like, I mean, I had nothing but good experiences with Kat. I think it's one of those things where the edit can kind of make you look one way or another way, and we all have bad days. And I mean, I would be freaking hot and complaining on a beach. I know that for sure. So I think a lot of it is just framed in like where things are in the episode and what, you know, what happens before and after. And we know that so much of television is how the audience perceives things. So I don't think anyone should jump to conclusions on people's personalities and, you know, if they're a good or bad person based on how they are on a screen. But I think she was very entertaining to watch for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Did you end up watching Joey's season of The Bachelor?
So I like dabbled. I watched like with my friends at different, you know, Bachelor watch nights. They still do that. That's actually how I ended up on the show was our Bachelor girls nights. So I would stop by those. I did move farther away from them during the season, so I didn't get to finish it out with them. But I've watched bits and pieces, and then of course all the social media updates and everything. So I felt like I saw every moment.
Okay, I love that. Like I say, follow Zachary Reality on TikTok and you don't have to watch any episode of The Bachelor.
No, that's real though. Like you do a really good job recapping it.
Thank you. It's truly just like spark notes. Like I'm just like, this is what happened. This is what happened. This is what they need to know. And it's just like a formula.
No, it works because sometimes, like, I don't have time to sit down and watch something, or like I'm traveling and then you just don't get around to it. So it's nice to be able to like get little updates and hear about what's going on.
Thank you. What did you think about him picking Kelsey and Daisy, just like the whole ending?
Well, so it was kind of framed, I feel like, as like, oh, this has never happened before. But like, it kind of, I mean, him like not picking one girl and the other girl gets picked, like that happens more often than not, right? I think the way everything was shown to the audience, like it really did feel like Daisy was gonna get picked. So I think that was a little surprising for everyone. I loved that Daisy was able to like let Kelsey have that moment, which was like a super sweet kind of girl power ending, which I don't think we get a lot. So it was really nice seeing that. I think Daisy, the blue dress, incredible, looked great on her. And I was a little bit surprised to hear that she was not the Bachelorette. What was your take? Were you spoiled, Zach? Did you know?
There was like a lot of hints and spoils. I think just like the picture of them at the Airbnb,
Oh, yeah.
Jason Tardik slipped up and mentioned that he was going to have them on his podcast together. There was definitely a lots of bits and spoils that really led it to believe it was Kelsey, but I was trying not to read anything and I was trying not to look at anything that popped up on my timeline. Sometimes you can't help yourself. I was sh most shocked to see that they rode the car together because that is a detail I
Yes.
definitely didn't know. I knew about the note thing. I knew about her knocking on the door. I figured it was going to be Kelsey, but them riding in the car together in the last scene I thought was amazing. And it was definitely worth the hype. They were teasing us for a while. It's never been done before. And I just felt like them riding in the car together with no explanation, holding hands, and the fact that she was like, I'm going to walk myself out. Because if she didn't walk herself out, Joey would have got to the car and saw Kelsey, and it would have ruined the moment of him proposing. So I thought it was just masterful TV. It was fabulous the way it was produced. I thought everyone played their role. I thought Daisy took it like a champ. I do sometimes like to see them devastated at the end because I do love to cry with the runner up because it does make it more emotional. But I thought that this was a great ending and it was great television. And I would have loved to see Daisy be the Bachelorette, but it has been confirmed. And she also said it on After the Final Rose that she wasn't ready and she didn't want to do it. So I think they could revisit her in a year or two if, there's no one else that is interesting for a bachelorette. They like to pick someone that's relevant and fresh. But I definitely think that Daisy could be on our TV again. And if she didn't want the role, I get that. But I thought she would have been an amazing bachelorette and I would have been so happy for her.
No, I agree. I think she would have been great. I can see why going straight and because they really do like it's such a fast turnaround. Like, I don't think the audience realizes, but it's like you're filming and then a couple months later it's airing and then the Bachelorette just like turns around and films. Like, they're
It
already
starts
filming
next
Jen's season,
week.
right?
Yeah, they're doing
Yeah.
interviews, prep. Like Jen is about to go into everything. And I think it was Daisy just wasn't ready.
No, I do not blame her for that. Like, I think that's like a really great example to set though, because there's a lot of people that kind of have the whirlwind of doing it, and then it's really overwhelming and like not good for their mental health. So I think especially because she was the runner up, or the what are they? Yeah, the second to last person there, like she really didn't get like a break either in like media and stuff. So I think being able to like take a step back and choose to focus on her and heal and is a really hard thing to do because you do have this great opportunity in front of you.
It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. And I think that's why some people take Dancing with the Stars and Bachelor and Bachelorette. They do it back to back. They do it three shows back to back, like Gabby Windi just did.
Yeah. Oh my
And I think
gosh.
that, it's really up to everybody else if you can handle it. Like I always say, go for it, shoot for the stars. But if you want to put yourself first and you can't do it, then it's understandable. So she wasn't able to do it. With Maria, she would have been an amazing bachelorette. A lot of people were pulling for her, including myself. I loved her. But it has been confirmed, and I heard this that she was supposed to be the bachelorette up until Friday, and the Women Tell All aired on. I mean, the After the Final Rose was on Monday. So it was 3 days before where it was switched to Jen last minute.
Oh my
And,
gosh.
we're
I didn't
so happy.
realize that.
Yeah. And I think that we're really happy for Jen and we're not going to like take away from her opportunity. I think that we'll all forget about it by the time Jen's season's
Oh, for
airing. We're going to be
sure.
into it. Jen's great. But something did happen with Maria that we don't know exactly what it was, whether she turned it down. It was a mutual decision. Things were not aligning. There is a lot of theories, but it just didn't end up being her last minute. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, man. I mean, from like an entertainment perspective, like, so when I was dancing professionally, people would always say, like, you don't have the job until you're there the first day on set, or like until you're in rehearsals. So it's like, I think one of those things probably where there's a lot of moving parts. You know, I think that they get to negotiate a little bit more on their contracts, I think, than initially contestants do. I think it might be just one of those when push comes to shove, unfortunately, someone else was easier to work with, and you hate to see that. But also at the same time, it could have absolutely nothing to do with her. Like, I think that's a hard thing in entertainment in general. Like, when you get all the way through a casting and you don't end up getting a role, it's like, well, what did I do wrong? Like, what could I have done different? But like, at the end of the day, you know, in dance, it's like, maybe the costume just didn't fit you. You know, maybe the guy who was your partner for this scene was going to be, you know, 3 inches shorter for you and couldn't lift you on stage. Like, I think there's a lot of moving parts in entertainment. It's not always about the person. But I think Maria is one of those other personalities that we all would love to see elsewhere. So I guess by not doing Bachelorette, it opens her up to other opportunities in the future.
Yeah. And it's not even about what Maria did wrong. It's actually could be what Jen did right. Jen was just so fitting for this role, and it was meant for her, and the representation is amazing. And it fell into place with Jen organically and naturally, where Jen ended up being the right decision and the best decision. So I think that, you know, a lot of us are hoping that there could be some Bachelor games or maybe a different type of spinoff show that's different than Paradise that could bring back a lot of our favorites and make it competitive.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I would love to see that, honestly. I think one of the reasons Paradise is so fun from my perspective is seeing, you know, the personalities that we didn't get to know as much on the main series. I'm so excited to see Jen. I think it's about time that we have an Asian woman as a lead in Bachelor franchise. And I was hoping to see a little bit more diversity in her casting for the men on her season, but you know, we've already come pretty far as a nation. But
there's only one Asian man actually.
Actually very disappointed to see that.
Well, but maybe they can put some people on last minute, and I'm sure they have alternates.
Oh, for sure. With the casting, I was talking to my boyfriend about that because the casting, things happen so fast. So I'm hoping they were able to bring a little bit more representation of Asian men into her season as well.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I can't wait to watch. And I am so glad that you came on to chat about your journey on the show and give your takes on all things Bachelor Nation. I'm really sorry for the viewers about the video being a little shaky.
That's me. You can blame me. Sorry, guys.
I can't blame you. I have to take the fall for it. It's my channel. It's my podcast. But if you guys listened, I'm sure you had a great listen. I felt like this was a great podcast. I loved talking to you, Victoria, and I loved chatting with you and hearing your takes. Where can everybody follow you and find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Victoria Jameson, and that's Jameson like the whiskey with an E. And then on TikTok, I'm at Victoria, just plain at Victoria. And I think that's all my channels. And I do have something coming out pretty soon where you guys will get to hear a little bit more from me. So stay tuned for a launch of something exciting.
What are you launching?
I don't know. You guys are just going to have to, you know, tap that bell for my notifications and find out.
Where are we going to find out? On Instagram or TikTok?
Instagram.
And when are we going to find out?
It'll be on my stories. In a couple weeks, hopefully, getting some last minute details wrapped up. But something exciting is in the works.
This is not an April Fool's Day joke.
It is not an April Fool's Day joke. I already got so many times today on April Fool's stuff that
I would never
do that to you.
I'm not participating in it. I mean, maybe the day's still young, but I slept in today. So I'm just like not dealing with it. Everyone's lying.
Yeah, I'm about to after this, I'm about to unplug and just not look at social media all day because I cannot take it.
I'm about to like eat like a really good bacon, egg, cheese sandwich and listen to Delicious. A podcast. And then I'm going to go for an amazing walk and get fresh air. And then I'm going to come back and work my ass off from like 5 to 8.
Oh my God. I love that for you. Okay. Wait, do you remember you saw my new hair before the rest of the world because you FaceTimed Susie when I was with her in LA. Do you remember
this? I remember we FaceTimed. You saw my hair too. I was wearing a wig.
Yeah, you were. Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Throwback. Yeah. After the women tell all, I went and stayed with Susie. And that was a good time.